their prices, but CEO Mike Milano was staying positive ahead of the floral holiday season that runs from Valentine's Day to Mother's Day.
We have a lot of positives, a lot of solutions, and we're just going to keep plowing at it, I guess.
Ashley Soriano, Fox News.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Senator Mark Warner continues to keep tabs on mail delivery issues in Charlottesville. Extra workers from other localities have been called in to help for the holidays.
The number of people we heard from that said, I get my mail or I get my medicine through the mail. And I'll get that medicine, you know, this could be life-threatening.
Mail problems continue to plague people in Charlottesville, causing delays in mortgage payments and bills. But that's not all. The Democratic Party of Virginia filed a lawsuit against USPS due to mail-in ballot delays.
All of those ballots will be processed and delivered by noon tomorrow.
UVA alumni Richard Spencer was on the stand. He is one of the defendants in the Sines v. Kessler case. Thursday, Spencer, the founder of the National Policy Institute, was testifying.
A leaked recording of Spencer played in court today. It was taken after the Unite the Right rally was broken up here in Charlottesville. In that rant, Spencer said multiple times he planned to come back to the city. Much of the testimony centered on an earlier deposition given by Spencer and plaintiff's attorneys showing evidence of Spencer not telling the truth in said deposition.
The Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors want to hear from residents about possibly creating a sixth district for voting in the county. That would create a new precinct encompassing the western part of Lake Monticello. The supervisors were considering five proposals for redistricting voting in the county, including this one. They want information, and you can find out more at fluvannacounty.org.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 31 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech football tonight at 7 against Boston College. Brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
We're back. Join Seville 107.5 and the American Heart Association at the 2021 Charlottesville Heart and Stroke Walk, Sunday, November 7th at 1 p.m. at the Fontaine Research Park. Visit charlottesvilleheartwalk.org to form a team today. Your support will help save lives in our region. Sponsored by UVA Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital, WVIR, NBC 29, and your friends at WCHV.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. House Democrats are confident they're going to be able to get President Biden's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better agenda passed today. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warns...
Blue states and blue cities are yelling at the left wing of the Democratic Party. You're nuts. Slow down.
The House also expected to vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. A racially charged trial starts today for...